This is GQDN for Thursday, June 13th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Yes, they're very delicious. Put in the promo code QUEST. When you do that, go to the checkout line. Well, you get 25% off of your purchase. I got ahead of myself. I did. But that's okay. You know what to do. Promo code QUEST, 25% off your purchase. Delicious stuff. Good stuff on patreon.com/groupquest. You know what to do there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a scary new game coming to Steam. Got a couple things on sale, maybe. And New World was talking again. It's been a while since they spoke, but we will begin today with Call of Duty. Okay, maybe it's a bad idea to put the specs up first, but still, it's Call of Duty. And, well, considering that things are looking up for Activision, might as well put it here. And it's brought to us by PC Games N. So here are the system requirements that they are thinking that what you need. And that is the operating system, Windows 10 or later, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650, AMD Radeon RX 580, the Intel Core i5 6600, AMD Ryzen 5 1600, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and 100 gigabytes for your storage. Now that's for the 1080p. Now, so what's 1440p? And 60 FPS. Once again, it's Windows 10 or later. NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080, AMD Radeon 6800 XT, Intel Core i7-8700K, AMD Ryzen 2700X, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and 100 gigabytes of SSD. So that's what they're thinking. So the Samsung 990 Pro SSD 1 terabyte, that's RAM, is on Amazon for $123. So if you're looking for RAM, there you go. That might help out if you're going to play some Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Now, developers were also talking about Octopath Traveler 2, and they were talking about the brand new boss battles. Kotaku did talk about this, and we know that both Octopath Traveler games are now available on more platforms, Xbox included now. But people did see some other footage that was shown there, and that's why they showed a screenshot of the loading screen, Octopath Traveler 2, and they highlighted the extra battles. So, how do you unlock the extra battles in Octopath Traveler 2? Well, that will happen after you clear the main story, and that means you'd have to do all the stories, completing all 8 characters' main storylines, and that's clearing the cross path story. And that puts the Travelers against the game's true final boss. So once you clear the final battle, you will see the epilogue and the credits. Now, in the extra battles, you'll be able to fight the majestic, mysterious Travels, the Travelers, Ophelia, Alfin, Tressa, and Olibrick, and the mastery, mysterious Travelers, Primrose, Therion, Hannet, and Cyrus. And yes, you might get some rewards, but no, you won't. So you don't get any awards for it, you just get bragging rights. And if you can't do those battles, you're not gonna gain anything anyway. So that could happen. But right now, it's all about battling and not about getting any rewards. Talk about battling. Polygon did say that Teamfight Tactics, is now 5 years old and they're checking out or stepping out of the League of Shadows, or the League of Legends, I should say. Yeah, I just confused you. So basically, Team Tactics 5 is now 5 years old, and it's out of the League of Legends shadow. That's how we say it. So they were doing a little bit of congratulating themselves. And Peter Whalen, which is the game director of Team Fight Tactics, was talking to Polygon, along with other people, and he said, quote, Teamfight Tactics, when it launched as a game mode with a relatively small team, saw incredible reception from our players. There were so many people that tried out the TFT and then continued to stick with it. End quote. So the player does have a monthly player count of about 33 million players. It's not as much as what League of Legends has, but Polygon called it a respectable fan base. So if you're not familiar with the game or the genre itself, Teamfight Tactics can be a little bit confusing when you pick it up. It does have a high learning curve. It's if you want to master it. But what you do, you can go bonkers with it. So congratulations to Teamfight Tactics. That's a whole new world for them. Did I just say new world? PC Games Zen did say that New World Aeternum devs were talking about the MMO relaunch. And how did the fans take it? Let's find out, shall we? So New World has been on Amazon Game Store for a while, and it did a relaunch in a new form of the New World Aeternum, which was meant to revitalize the game. They add characters and some end-game material, improving combat, and have some player-requested features in it. But the Steam page is getting bombed, and that's pulling the game's rating on recent player responses to overwhelming and negative. And the developers were talking to PC Games Zen at the Summer Game Fest, and Aeternum was supposed to be better than the original game. So here's what they said to PC Games Zen. This is the game director, Scott Lane. Quote, "I call it Aeternum a spiritual successor. By the time this comes out, we'll have been live for 3 years. We've been partnering as closely as possible with players to drive changes we're making. This is the culmination of all that. I was talking to someone who was playing, who hadn't played New World since the beginning, and they said, this feels like a different game, just in the same kind of genre. I think that's what we're going for. To me, Aeternum is the ultimate New World experience. Senior producer, or that's what the Kitty Kuznetsky did say, as senior producer, for the quote. If you played in 2021, when we launched, and you haven't played since then, when you come back, it's going to be a completely different experience. It's not going to be the game you remember. If you've been playing this, or playing this is now a continuation of a journey. End quote. That is why they wanted to reboot the systems, and streamline some other systems. And that will be some of the rewarding of filling parts of the RPG that would include character quests and some endgame material. So, what David Ferlibli did say as the creative director, quote, the high-level story is still much the same. It's still about this island that's almost a character and unraveling the mystery of what is Aeternum, but I think there have been new elements added to the stories, especially new characters and the NPCs you'll meet along the way. The core of the story is the same, but we've done a lot to bring in some really great new characters to go on the journey with you. What I like about Aeternum is how we made onboarding initial experience for great new players. It's not just the narrative. We've streamlined the quest experience. It's also filling in gaps players have been telling us about for a long time, like Group Finder. We launched without that. And now it's easy to get into a group that fills in the gaps that we've had, and now it's a full ultimate experience. So, people did bomb the page, and the developers tried to explain what was actually going on. But maybe you can bomb your friends. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that PlayStation 5's Discord voice chat and the PlayStation Network profile sharing is now detailed. So, if you have PlayStation 5, you can have a PlayStation 5 Discord voice chat integration. And that'll start rolling out over the next few weeks. And that'll be with today's system update. So now I've got to turn on my PlayStation. Aha! And I'll be adding some support for the release. And players can actually share their PlayStation Network profile starting next week via messaging and social apps. So, how can you join Discord voice chat on PlayStation 5? Well, you press the PlayStation button to display the control center, and you go to the Discord tab within the game base. Then you choose to join a Discord server or a DM group, and that is selected preferred voice channel. Players can be able to see other channels' participants and will also receive some console notifications if someone calls them directly, and I'll give them the option to join right away. Now, the rollout will begin with Japan/Asia. Then it'll be Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, and Americas, in that order. So now you got to make sure that you download today's PlayStation 5 system update and link your PlayStation Network account to your Discord. That was as a part of the instructions that are provided by PlayStation, if you want to do that. Now we get to something a little bit strange, because Kotaku did say that one of the video game leakers did admit to be pretending to be a Japanese woman for clout. So the infamous leaker is named Midori, and they did lie about being a Japanese woman. And that is when he was a disgraced leaker that was known as Mystic Distance. So Midori did build up a reputation for being legit about the leaks, like Persona 5 Tactica DLC, Persona 3 Remakes The Answers DLC, Sonic Battle Royal Party Game, for those three. But they've been making some bolder claims, like Kingdom Hearts 4. And Jeff Keighley did say that that game's not going to be at Summer Games Fest. And that's the code name, and there were some code names for some secret Nintendo projects. That one includes Splatoon. So on Twitter, Stella Knox Eclair did say, quote, "Watching Midori post Nintendo leaks is like seeing Icarus progressively get closer to the sun." Now, Midori wasn't just posting the realms of the insider information in the video games that were releases by the Japanese publishers, but the account was also building up some persona of the female Japanese leaker that was engaged by the male American audience. And they had a Discord, and they wrote stuff in broken English. And that was where some of the fans were obsessed with the Japanese games, and they wanted to develop a relationship with Midori. And that's where it got to a point where they were trying to guess her age, which turned out to be his age, and trying to ask for her number. Now that's where Midori said last October, quote, "Thank you for friend requests, but I have a boyfriend, so I don't want to date right now. You can date in Persona games, so you can do that instead. I hope you find a cool girlfriend soon." So, this Monday, things came to a boiling point. So Midori did go up on X and say, quote, "The rumors about my identity that have started to spread and will continue to spread recently are correct information. It is only ironic that I'm corroborating information that will almost assuredly end the long journey that has been had with this account." But Midori also did write, quote, "It is just stressful to continue because of conspiracies, so I am uncomfortable now. I think it is good to stop here," end quote. And Midori did stop at about the time that the Xbox showcase did show up, and the Visions of Mana would not be coming to PlayStation 4. So yes, things did get awkward, and when things get awkward, he had to stop. But the sales keep coming. Yes, they do. If you want a monitor, PC Games N did say that you can grab a 165Hz ASUS gaming monitor for $100. But you might want to be quick about it, because Newegg has it. It's $60 off, and you can buy it right now. It is 27-inch long, and there's a 24-inch long one too. So you might want to look at those prices. And there's also a Gigabyte Radeon RX 7600 Gaming OC8. G graphics card for $240. So if you want that, go get it. Now, there might be some trouble for the Unreal Engine 5. Well, there might be a fix for it. According to PC Games N, Unreal Engine 5 has a poor performance for 4K resolution. And the Infuse Studio co-founder Jacob Sutton did say that Unreal Engine 5 enforces the use of the temporal super resolution, because the games are at 4K in the engine and can achieve the desirable frame. So, even if you have the best graphics card, Unreal Engine 5 games could be running through the bad resolution. And that was all going through the Moore's Law is Dead, because Jacob Sutton was talking to Moore's Law is Dead. And they said that there were some few issues with Unreal Engine, and that would include the shader compilation on PC. So Sutton was called out after this discussion on the software-based AMD FSR and the hardware NVIDIA DLSS. And that's where he said, quote, "I can't think of any game on UE5 that you can just play natively at 4K and expect to get a decent experience, because it's expected that you use the upscaling to achieve the desirable frame rate. Now, Unreal Engine 5 is still relatively new, so there are some things that you can do to get that Unreal Engine 5 working at 4K. So you will need some hardware like the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4090 to get it. But the rest, you might have to figure it out yourself for now. Now we get to the esports corner. And Call of Duty events were added to the esports World Cup. There were two additional EWC editions. I said editions twice. And that'll bring the number of games to 21. And that's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 and Call of Duty Warzone. The Warzone tournament will have $1 million prize pool, and Modern Warfare 3 will have a $1.8 million prize pool. So now there are 21 games. It's Apex Legends, Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2, EAFC 24, Fortnite, Free Fire, Honor of Kings, League of Legends, Mobile Legends, Bang Bang, Overwatch 2, PUBG Mobile, PUBG Battlegrounds, Rainbow Six Siege, Ren Sport, Rocket League, StarCraft 2, Street Fighter 6, Teamfight Tactics, and Tekken 8, and now Call of Duty. So if you like esports, it's coming. Now PC Games N, so if you want a horror game, we got one for you. And it's called Subnautica. And what that does is it takes you down to the ocean. And you go down, 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 down. And you get to explore it. And you get to see some very horrific things that are in the deep, deep sea. So, will you jump in to the water? All right, we'll end it today on a good note. Here's what's coming to Xbox and their free-to-play days. Let's see if I can get this right. Assetto Corsa, Lawn Mowing Simulator, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, and Tom Clancy's The Division 2. To get those games, you'll need the Xbox Game Pass Core or the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. And those titles will be free today on through Sunday, June 16th. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. Until then, this has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.